right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
All right, quick intro. We got D. Camello, Shitbird, Shit Goose, Novak, and me. And Novak is pissed.
I'm fucking fed up, man. I'm going to tell you why right now. I fucking decided to leave this broad last night in Philly. I bang her out. I got to go, man. Job done. And I get in this cab. My ride leaves. $100 cab ride. He won't take me home. So the closest destination is that mingin' whore named Natalie. She was my friend. Was. Keyword was.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
She was, Missy.
I shaved her pussy. You remember that broad, guys and girls out there? So, I'm knocking on the door, right? My battery's dead. I'm out of options. It's like 4 a.m. I'm shit-faced, walking up the side of 202. If a cop comes by, I'm fucking gone, man. I got warrants and shit.
Dude, I got warrants, too.
You're cool. Shut up.
What kind of warrants do you have?
Parking. Pissing in public.
Parking.
Yeah, tough guy.
Parking.
So, anyways, I'm banging on the door, right? And I hear someone on the side. I'm like, what the... Why aren't they answering? And, I'm knocking. They won't come. So I'm like, wait, this is an apartment complex. The police will be called in a minute.
Worthless Belgian boy boyfriend who's scared to answer the door. And he goes, Natalie, who's this long-haired freak with one of those hats that Bam wears, but he's wearing it backwards? Hey, who is this?
Hey, Waffle Boy, I'm devoting the next month worth of shows to ruining your fucking life, homo.
Waffle
His
Boy.
His name is Paul Waffle something.
Boy. Yeah, Paul Waffle Boy, Belgian Boy, won't let Natalie hang out with any of us because he thinks that we're, like, lower class scumbags.
Yeah, look at Wonder Boy's bank account, though. Fuck it. The thing is, he thinks I want to bang her out. I don't want to fuck her. I mean, her pussy looks like my asshole, and if you've seen it, it is mean. You know, I don't want that in my life. I do my mom before her, bro.
I think I got photos.
Yeah, but you liked her company.
Liked, keyword, Bam, and Missy.
I know. So... I'm just, oh, man. See, I just can't believe it. She's like, oh.
Toll, Jessel Toll. I brought the artwork, Toll.
Jess is in the house.
Natalie, this is what I'm figuring out. He's probably got his dick knee-deep in a wet pussy right now. Why do you care about this dude, man? Like, why? What the fuck? Why?
The thing that pisses me off is that he finds every reason to leave, like, her house. Like, he comes back for one day. Gee, shut the fuck up. If you want to talk, go out there.
You sound like a school thing.
but no, like, sorry, like, teacher. Gee, I'm going to fucking throw these cigarettes at you. No, I'm going to get my BB gun.
No, not the BB gun.
So, oh, God.
What do you know?
Are you going to keep talking shit now that she's listening?
Yeah, the whore that dates Belgium faggot.
Yeah, all right, let's talk to her.
No, you know what? Yeah.
Fuck you. You know what? Fuck you.
What? You're going to say fuck you to me?
Yeah, you made me walk up 202 at 4 a.m. and almost get arrested, dude, because of your cheating-ass, homo, waffle-eating boyfriend, who's got his dick knee-deep in pussy, but not yours right now.
Brandon, you were knocking on my door. If somebody was banging down Mandy's door at fucking 2:30 in the morning.
Ooh,
she's a whore, too. She's a whore, too. She's probably banging out a Ravens player right now. Who cares? Are you still talking? This is worthless, dude.
Does she get that Brazilian wax?
Yo, Belgian boy finds every reason that he can to leave your ass, and that was the most worthless reason. Dude, Natalie, he totally is just... You say yes to... You're a yes girl to him. You'll just say, oh, yeah, come over at any time. Yeah, that's the reason why he walks all over you. And you're going to keep doing it, too, because I just told Shitbird some stuff to say, and he ain't going to do it.
Does the Belgian boy know that I ate your pussy out a week ago?
You did not do that a week ago, and you didn't do that.
Lie all you want, man. I don't lie on my dick because it's a curse. As soon as I lie on my dick, I don't get pussy. I know that for a fact. But one thing I don't lie about is pussy, and I did eat yours, and I regret it. It was pretty minging. I mean, I like her, dude, but I was walking up 202 at 4 a.m. hiding in bushes when a car came by.
Why couldn't you just come home?
My fault. Why didn't you fucking call me?
Yeah,
my
battery was dead.
Oh, battery's dead. Okay. Yeah, but why is that her fault?
Because she knew I was there. You know, Belgian boy was like, oh, there's a dirtbag at the door.
I didn't know who the fuck it was because you haven't been here in fucking forever. I haven't seen you in forever, and I wanted to, and I was like, I was scared. I didn't know who the fuck it was. So he went to the door and he looked through, and he didn't say anything. He didn't even know who it was. He doesn't know who you are, so, like,
he, you have
of course,
no out.
Be like, there's a random guy at your door. Like, what the fuck? That makes me look awful.
You'll never be forgiven, dude.
Why would I never be forgiven? What did I do to you? I didn't know.
What the fuck did you do to me? You had me ducking in bushes on the side of 202 every time I saw headlights coming in my direction because I can't walk the street.
That's my fucking fault. Why'd you leave fucking Philly?
Because I fucked her and I was done.
How long did it take you to get home?
You dip your fucking mini hard dick in some dick bucket and then fucking kicked your minging ass to the street, so you have to fucking get a taxi ride back here into my fault because I didn't answer my fucking door?
Yeah. How can you talk about how dirty these bras are? Your pussy is worse looking than my asshole. Really?
Are you kidding me? You haven't even tried it. You're always wasted.
I ate it, bitch. I saw it, shaved it, and ate it. Shut up.
What?
You know, I like you, but you make poor decisions. Therefore, you're on the road to nowhere, babe.
Do you use any condiments?
You know, it gotta be safe and shit.
Right, Natalie, why don't you just break up with Belgian boy? He sucks. He walks all over you.
I love him. I do.
He's gonna keep walking all over. I love Michelle. She got fingered at the fucking beach. I put up with it, and then as soon as I got over it, I was like, thank God I wasted only 5 years on the bitch. I could.
How can you say you love
him? There's people in that very boat right now, and he's sitting right next to me.
How do you love him? But how do you love him? But spread your legs for me. I mean, I'm missing something here.
You want what?
How do you love him? But you spread your legs for me.
I do not spread my legs. What is my nickname? Stingy Titty Cock Block. Yeah. I never slept with you.
Hey, Missy, does anybody? No, you never. Did I eat you out? Let's get real. Did I eat you out? Yes or no?
Let's get real. No.
Yes? Okay, Missy, do you care to contest this? Let's get honest, man.
I'm not getting involved. She's my best friend.
Okay, so if she says she's not getting involved, that means the truth will get someone mad, so she can't say yes.
Well, you know what? Nobody will never know that.
Wait, we have photos. How about that? If you lie one more time, I'm putting it on the internet right now. I swear to God. You got one more chance to not have it all over the internet. I swear to God, mark my words, and geez, right here with the photos. Did you let me eat your pussy? I will do it, I swear. No? Yes or no? Did I eat your pussy?
No.
Okay, you're fucked. Hey, Waffle Boy, I'm going to... it's going to be on Ryan G's site after the show. Waffle Boy, make yourself a fucking nice hot plate of 18 waffles and stare at me eating your minging girlfriend's pussy while you eat slowly and cry, you fucking homo. I'm over it, dude. I'm destroying you.
Who do you hate more, Waffle Boy or...
Natalie?
Yeah.
Minging Puss? Kind of Minging Puss, man, because he's lying, man. I don't like liars. You're like, what do you got to lie about?
Going up on RyanG.com.
Oh, you're fucked now.
No, that's the wrong one. You're going to reroute it.
No, I'm not.
It's RyanGphotography.com.
All right, fuck it. We got a lot more stories to talk about, dude. Maybe.
Matt, I'm sorry, sweetie.
I'm not.
Oh, that's all right.
All right, well, let's hear some hymn.
Late.
I'm going to play Him, It's All Tears, devoted to... This is Him, It's All Tears, devoted to Natalie and Waffle Boy.
This is
a 616 version, so they're even more doomed. This is Radio Bam Series 28. Yeah.
You're fucked.
man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Can I talk? Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah. You're fucking kidding me. You can't say that. I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Buddy Bill. Matt just left. And I like the North Stars logo. It's pretty good. I like green and yellow.
Was that the hockey team?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Where are they from?
They were from Minnesota. Then they shipped them to Dallas. I don't like them anymore.
Speaking of you liking hockey, I have this email that I want to read. Yo, Deco, yeah. You hermit-ass piece of shit. What the fuck is up? Okay, well, forget the piece of shit part, but you're a fucking hermit. You never seem to go on any trips with the rest of the crew, and you seem to spend all your time at Kmart, Best Buy, and those other Ming holes that you hang out at. Anyways, you're probably one of the funniest motherfuckers ever, and we all know it, including Bam. And you need to take Rake's penis out of your ass and start going on trips. Now that you have a boner for Calgary and everything that goes along with that city, since I am from Calgary, go Flames go, I am going to say this. Make your way to Calgary sometime during spring or summer. I will personally take you to Kmart's all over the city and buy all the DVDs you want. We can go to all the Best Buys and Zellers, and you can return every fucking gadget you might own. Why would you go to Calgary to return shit? And not only that, your bitch ass can come to a Flames playoff game and experience what a real hockey town is like. P.S. Bam, are you still thinking about filming that snowboard video out here?
Oh, if so, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. What do you have to say about yourself?
Yeah.
Well, everybody makes this offer. I don't see any tickets, though.
Dude,
that's true.
It sounds like a Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah, he sounds gay as fuck. Yeah. I'm like, take it to Kmart, take it to hockey games. Yeah, what's
that
shit?
I like that stuff.
Bam, did you see that
movie? I like that stuff.
Why do you like to wake up and just return VCRs and shit all day?
I don't enjoy it. It always fucking breaks. It's like, oh, shit.
Buy a new one.
Dude, I do, when it breaks.
You just buy something and return it like every hour, I bet, just to go. Uh-uh.
Did you see Brokeback Mountain?
Uh-uh. I don't want to see that.
I want to see it. We're all going when Lennon gets off house arrest.
You guys are a bunch of flaming fags, dude.
Calgary Flames.
Eight dudes going to see it.
Would Lennon seriously sit down and watch that?
It's going to be hysterical, dude.
You think so?
How is it good?
It's going to be.
I just don't want to see like two dudes caressing each other's face up on the top of a mountain.
When Lennon is screaming.
It's faggoty. Even faggots would think it was faggoty.
How does that get an Oscar, though? I don't get it. Because it's faggoty?
Probably because they're not faggots, and the fact that they were being extra faggoty and they kissed like faggots, and they got an Oscar because they acted like they seemed like they were true faggots.
And the director, I ripped his picture out of the paper. He was wearing a Calgary Flames hat. I have it on my refrigerator. I didn't even know it until the other day. It said Brokeback Mountain director.
Yeah, the more you talk, I think you're like an undercover homo, man. You want to go out to this place with dudes to Kmart.
Tico's an undercover homo.
Now you got pictures of men on your
fucking
paper.
You didn't get some hate from Glad.
Did you get some
bad guys.
Yo, Deke, did you get pussy last night?
Yeah. I got pussy last night.
Deke hates me, dude. I love it.
Hey, what's Waffle Boy's name? Paul?
Paul.
Here's a note from Paul. He's from L.A., though, but still hates you.
Just as gay, I'm sure.
Get that fucking Novak off your show. He sucks big time. Every time I hear his voice, I want to put a bullet in my skull.
Yeah.
When does the show alone, no chance I'm listening? I'd rather listen to the fucking classical station while giving my balls paper cuts. You're entertaining. He isn't. I could listen to more than 10 minutes today because he sucks. Tell him to go blow some cock for drugs on Mondays instead of ruining your show. Loyalty and friendship is cool, but not fucking entertaining. Get him out of there now. Novak sucks. P.S. Novak fucking sucks.
Paul, guess
what? Paul from L.A.
You're exactly right. Everything you said is true, and I'll probably get that tattooed on my arm. It's so fucking good, man. But it sucks so bad, the show. Why does he take...
He called it.
Why does he take an hour of his day to write that?
You get the tattoo.
You know? Fuck, what a homo. Paul, you deserve to listen to classical music because you are boring and gay, probably.
I want
to
thank Brandon Novak for giving me the confidence to talk to chicks. If an ugly, small dick drug addict like him can get chicks, anyone can. Although the ones I get don't have track marks on their arms, and their beavers don't smell like Indian food, unlike the girls Novak gets. Mark from Carbondale, Illinois.
Yeah.
Sounds like some
Mark, your name says it all plain, bro. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. The thing is, people bag me, but I agree with everything. I fuck the dirtiest broads. I bang my mom out of the prices, right? Sorry, Mom.
I've seen that chick that you banged out last night.
How about you going to Doylestown last night?
Oh, dude. I get invited to this fucking keg around, man. I get invited to this keg around. And the dude's like, yeah, come party with us. I get there. As soon as I get to the top of steps, this girl's like, no, he will destroy the house. He's not allowed in here. So I'm leaving. She's pushing me away. We get two blocks away, and she physically pushes me. I said, that's it, bitch. You touch me.
Like, that's his reputation around here. I even went all the way to Doylestown.
I threw my beer in her face, then I hocked a Luger in her face. She said, oh, you think you're a tough guy? I'm like, I'm going to show you how tough I am. I'm spitting in your face four more times.
And then didn't you
Yeah, that was the beginning of the plan. So then me, I got two musclehead steroid dudes. I got my bag, you know, and our odds. We go around the corner. We put a game plan together. Go back. I pull the alarm, kick the windows out, and try to steal a keg. But the dude called me and punched me in the face.
What'd your bodyguards do?
My bodyguards, they were probably...
Yeah, what bodyguards?
They hated me. Yo.
Deco, being you always go to Best Buy and you're going to the malls all over the town.
I don't like Best Buy so much.
You don't?
No.
But what about Exton Mall?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
All right, I went to Finish Line, the Exton Mall, to get some running shoes, and I didn't try them on. I went home to put them on. They were too small. So I go back, and I bought them the day before. And they're like, well... Do you have a receipt? I'm like, look, I don't want my money back. I just want a bigger size. These are 10s. I went 10 and a half. And they're just like, well, you have to have a receipt. Otherwise, how do I know that you got them here? I'm like, well, here's a pair of shoes, and they're sitting right there in your wall. And if you just give me a different pair of shoes, I'll be on my way. They're like, well, we can't do that, sir. I'm like, fine. Yeah. So I go, I'll buy those pair in 10 and a half. So now I have two pairs of shoes in my hands. I walk out of the store. I come instantly back in. I go, the same lady, I go, hi, I'd like to return a pair of shoes, and then I hand her the other shoes, and she's like, but these are the other ones. I'm like, okay, well, it says Air Max Triax Nike, and these are Air Max Triax. It doesn't say what size they are, so you're going to have to return them.
Did you return them?
Fuck yes, you had to.
That's been a drug addict, man. That's a good hustle.
That is definitely good.
But it wasn't even a hustle. Like,
it was a hustle.
Yeah, but I didn't get my money back. I just got a bigger size.
Okay. Well, you proved it wrong.
It's pretty good. Dude, how stupid would you feel? I'm sorry, sir, we can't do that. Fine, you know what? I'll just buy a brand new pair of shoes. And then you walk out of the store, instantly pull a 180, and you're like, hello, ma'am, I'd like to return a pair of shoes. Here they are, they're size 10. Well, you just bought a 10 and a half. Well, it doesn't say that on this receipt now, does it? Because it doesn't say the size of the shoes, it just says what kind of shoes you bought.
And they don't have serial
numbers. Oh, dude, she got fucking dogged. And you're mad, huh, because I just gypped off the Exton Mall, and you love that place.
Oh, no. Granite Run, I love.
You like Granite Run? Mm-hmm. Aladdin's Castle?
You know there are games at the arcade from when I worked there in, like, 93 are still in the fucking
Are you
arcade.
Sure?
We're at Tilt? Wing War. That game sucks. You know why it's still in there?
Because it's so big, nobody can move it.
Really? And they got that.
There's like, they swept Bob, what do you want to do with this Wing War? It's from 1988. Oh, fuck that heavy thing. Oh, just leave it. Yeah, but kids don't play it. Oh, Christ, I ain't lifting that thing. Wing War?
It sucks.
I'd rather overdo.
What's the place called?
Tilt.
He said is that in the Exton Mall?
Huh?
Or you say Granite Run?
That's Exton. Tilt is in Exton. There's some other one in Granite Run. Got Mortal Kombat 1.
It was good.
I don't really go in there.
How do those places still stay in business?
They don't have much. They're little faggot kids that play that dance shit. Fucking keep them in business.
Oh, that thing? Is that what works?
That's a sin to do that.
A sin?
That's a sin.
I've seen people do that. It's
maybe you should put your
I probably should.
The one in King of Prussia used to be Spaceport.
They don't have one anymore?
They closed when I got out.
They have no video games places.
They don't like that.
What about a Christiania Mall?
They got an arcade, I heard, but... I only went to the parking lot, and then I had to go back.
What about MacDade Mall?
MacDade Mall, yeah. I think there was like a timeout. I think.
Maybe I remember that place.
Franklin Mills Mall.
Yeah, there is one in Franklin Mills, I think.
Springfield Mall.
Springfield Mall is like dead bodies. That lady shot people.
Do you go to the tax-free malls?
Oh, yeah, didn't
that just suck? Yeah, that was a good arcade in Concord Mall. Yeah. There was some good players in there.
I'd rather fucking overdose.
I seen these three bags one time riding a motorcycle game in unison with these tight ass jeans, and I was laying on the ground crying because one, two, three would go.
It was so awesome.
You know, if you would have just waited to see him get off the game, it would have been shit goose with a fucking fat ass.
eating a cheesesteak.
I know, with pepperoni.
It looked like the clothes he wore in Haggard, them tight jeans with them white sneakers. That's what they were wearing. I'm telling you, it was probably shit goose.
What are you doing about your weight, you worthless bastard?
Fuck, dude. I'm...
I know, you look like Jared Leto right now.
Yeah, dude.
But there's no sense of trying to look good.
He makes me look
so
anorexic.
Much
like...
man. Yeah.
I don't even get it.
Go to it. Dude, check it out. That dude is fucking huge now, man.
Dude, Don Vito, Phil Booth, and Mum combined could make you look anorexic.
Yeah, whatever.
Start sticking your finger down your throat,
yeah, whatever, man.
That's his best return, whatever.
Yeah, but the thing is, seriously, whatever, dude.
You need to be
shit.
An anorexic, and then
same
when you're
shit.
Not an anorexic, you need to be a bulimic.
Every time I come up here, same shit. Fit ass.
You know how to
who gives a fuck?
I give a fuck.
Can tell
I don't feel like fucking you anymore.
Oh, come on, man.
He doesn't care.
We're hugging on today, riding the dune buggy.
Yeah, you know how.
Yeah, you're like, this thing has no horsepower. No, it's because your fucking 300-pound ass was sitting there.
You know how they say, like, dudes are like, my girlfriend loves me for me. I was like, that's bullshit, dude. You got money or you like you're pretty. G's thing here is his girlfriend loves him for him. She has to because he's so out of shape, not
dude,
attractive.
I sold his BMW X5 for a shitty fucking
Chevy. He's got a pickup
Chevy.
Truck.
No.
For a pickup truck.
I got to haul the quads around.
So
man.
You don't have money.
What, and you're not
pretty.
You're
pretty attracted to the quads because you don't drive them.
You're not skinny. What the fuck does he like you for? You. And that's the only time I've ever seen that. To be
sometimes
true.
I wonder that myself. But fuck it.
Me too. Let's find out. Hey, babe. Why do you like him? Here she is.
I'm hell. Oh, God, your debut on the radio.
Here's Kim's debut on the radio.
Debut.
A.K.A. Military War Dust.
I'm even laughing. Oh,
why do you like Shit Goose?
Because he's a great person.
I know 80 great people.
Who?
Well, shit, walk around Westchester.
I know.
You'll find a bunch of great people.
Oh, my God.
What else?
No, don't even talk.
No,
don't even,
keep going, man. It's good. It's live radio here. We're all honest.
Because he makes me laugh.
But the thing is, she's pretty. She has other options. Like,
would
why
you out?
Yeah, dude. But she's G's girlfriend, so I won't.
Can't do that, man. That's the rule.
You can't, dude. What are you, on weed time, dude?
I'm on K-Pax time.
K-Pax!
Why don't you two have a threesome, then?
Huh?
How can us two have a threesome, then?
How's the sex, dude? Does he get tired in 2 minutes because he's so fat and out of shape?
Oh, what is the percentage of Shit Goose laying there and saying,
go?
Yeah. You ride me, baby.
Come on, straight up. Yeah. What is the percentage of him being like,
yo, Kim, I want to fuck. Go.
100.
I just
it makes
down.
You do all the work. Like, how much? What is the percentage?
I don't even,
it's got to be 70.
Gee, you don't talk. We want to hear the truth from her because you lie.
Keep your mouth shut.
Action, Kim.
We need beer.
No, he goes pretty long.
Yeah, right.
He does.
Talk more.
Right.
Does he use cheat codes?
Does he hump missionary, D-style, or do you ride him the most? Which one?
We mix it up a little bit. I like to be on top, so you know.
Yeah,
that works out perfect because this fat ass don't want to do any work.
I like it, man. I like
you
it.
Know you like
I
it.
I like just laying there, not doing nothing. I just get to sit there with a boner, and she just goes up and down.
Yeah.
I watch
TV.
I don't burn no calories or nothing.
Sounds like his whole day.
Yeah, I know. No, I think I burned some shit off today, man.
We got failure.
If you think that you burned off calories,
you didn't.
I dropped in on the ramp. I kind of dropped in.
Dropping in?
Yeah, you dropped.
Maybe if you would have pushed up the ramp, that would have been better. Dropping in and feeling the nice breeze of wind isn't burning
any
calories.
Hey, man, it's some cardio going on.
Dude. There's no cardio going on.
You know what?
Dropping in on a quarter.
Shut the fuck up, man. I'm going to fuck you.
The thing is G's dad has some money, so he must hit her off with a check or we can stay with his ass. What the heck? I don't get it, dude. You don't shoot photos. You don't make money. You ride
what are you talking about? I was in fucking Europe for like a month and a half.
You fuck Carrie Gets all day, basically. Suck a dick.
Bam, dude, I'm hurting for cash. If you could get me that, like, MasterCard check for the photo that I took ages ago, that'd be so good because I want to see Nine Inch Nails in Massachusetts. I want to drive to the Atlantic City show. I want to drive to the Pittsburgh show. Then I'm going to try to drive to the Detroit show, followed by the Cleveland show.
They were
well, gee, how
Pittsburgh.
Are you making money?
Well, I'm not.
I'm not?
He just drives to see the shows and pays for the tickets.
What was your last paycheck, G?
Fuck, I don't know. The other
yeah, exactly. You don't know. You don't remember.
What was it and how much was it for?
Right now.
Right now.
Quick.
$2,000.
$2,000. And what was it for?
For ads.
Selling his dick.
What was it? Workshop ads. No. It was Chris Cole ad.
You're boring now, G. You know what I don't get? Bodie Miller. That fucking homo. He's got a show on Sirius, and it is worthless, dude. I'd rather bang out my
who
mom.
Is he? Who is that?
Exactly.
Who
I mean,
is he?
I don't know.
I
don't
even
know. It's just, it's basically, okay, here's Tupac, here's Aerosmith, and here's Backstreet Boys later.
But who is he, though?
Dude, I don't know. Apparently he's some athlete. but he has no medals to show for it, I think. I don't think
he's a skier.
What?
Yeah, dude. Skier.
You know who he is? What? I just forgot.
Talk, Deke.
No, you know that adult theater? It's always in the newspaper. It says the Art Holiday. You should just call Novak Art Holiday. I always look to see the names of the movies.
Is that around here? What does that mean? Where's that at?
It's some...
It's around here?
It's on Frankfurt Ave. I read it today when I was getting that chicken sandwich.
Wait, Frankfurt Ave, really?
I'm getting that chicken sandwich.
Art Holiday, you know what I'm talking about? If you want to see the best movie names, if you got a paper, there's nothing else to read. You've already seen Calgary and the Flyers are in first.
How's
the
Undergirls doing?
Oh, man.
I can never even talk. I'll see you guys later. Serious 28 Faction.
I'll shut up. I won't say that
one. All right, I want to play another hymn song. This whole episode is devoted to him. Fuck it. I'm playing... what am I playing? I'm playing an old one that no one's heard. It's called I've Caused Oceans of Wine to Find You.
You're
homo.
Try the wine. Try the wine. This is Radio Babe Series 28 Faction.
He's nice out starting for the hymn tickets.
Started to move, and I touched your face, and all death was erased, and you smiled like an angel fallen from heaven, oh, just to be lifted up again, oh.
right now. Stop. Run for your life.
That's what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
What's her name?
Kelly.
Kelly. Hello.
Speak.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, baby.
Hello.
No wonder you don't get, pussy.
What are you talking about?
What's going on?
Hey, Kelly.
Nothing. How are you guys going?
We're doing good because we just, Novak just told off some girl named Natalie and it was funny. Are you listening right now?
No, well, it doesn't come on here until later. We have to get a download for it, so I've just been listening while I've been on hold.
Wait, you sound foreign. Where are you from? You sound foreign.
I'm from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
That's why I thought, I was like, how the hell?
Where?
Him are coming here next week, and we were wondering if any of you guys are going to be there.
That's too expensive.
Yes. No,
the beer's here.
Shut up, shit goose.
What did you say?
I'm excited because there's beer here, but
That's more calories.
We're filming Jackass in L.A. for like the next 2 weeks, so I can't make it.
Just get me.
What about for CKY?
When are they coming?
On the 21st of April.
Jess, you're playing in Australia. Are you playing in Australia?
Don't ask. I just told you that like 3 times.
Man, tell me, when are you going?
You know he didn't.
Bam's got ADD,
April.
Man.
April when?
Mid-April to the end of April.
Well, we're talking to somebody from Australia
right
now.
You need a photographer?
Yeah, what town are you from?
She has tickets already.
Town?
We've got them.
Sydney.
Sydney, that's going to be a good show.
Yo, yeah. You'd like
they're all a good show. Show.
I know, they all are.
Stop sucking your dicks,
like
that fuck.
So, will any of you guys be coming out, or are we going to miss out on you?
Miss out.
Jesse wants.
I
might go to the CKY one because I won't be filming at that point. But
why not?
Because I'm filming Jackass right now. Don't you listen, Chickers?
Yeah, we're playing with the Moist Boys.
I've been away too long, man. Really? Yeah. We just saw the Moist Boys.
Oh, dude, it's gonna be awesome.
Moist.
Can't wait. And Hannah's band's playing, and Hoof's band.
No shit.
Yeah.
Right on, dude.
All right, Kelly. I'm gonna play some hymn for you later on.
Thanks for calling, Kelly.
Yeah. Thanks for calling from Australia.
I'll see you in Sydney. I'm really looking forward to that flight. 22 hours. It's gonna be awesome.
Take
drugs. Yeah. Take a K-Pax.
All right.
It was nice to see you.
why do you call it a K-Pax?
I don't know.
What is K-Pax?
That movie.
I don't know. I just called
that. Yo, ma'am, I just took a K-Pax. Now I'm sipping on a rolling bag. Yeah.
I love when Deco just chimes in.
Yo. Man, you guys are really like Pennsylvania beer fanatics.
I'm so into it now. It's just like, well, there's a religious shrine at my apartment. It's just Rolling Rock.
That's from PA?
Yeah, it's just like, oh.
Rolling Rock and Yingling. That's all they got.
Yingling Rock.
What about Pabst? Isn't that funny?
I hate people that drink PBR.
That shit gets me
PBR.
PBR is not bad because it's only $14 for a fucking 30-pack, man.
It tastes like probably sucking my dick.
Dude, you wake up with a worse headache drinking that shit. I don't know. Maybe.
Yes, I bought this BB gun today to shoot at kids at the gate when they ring the gate at 3 in the morning.
Where'd you get it?
Fuckers start shooting at us.
I went out to the deck. And the van is all the way parked at the Hobbit Hole. I was like, dude, this thing is pretty far, man. Check it out. I'll try to hit the van. I just go, window just goes,
I'm like, shattered.
Rad.
Dude,
I fucking busted the van window just to test to see how far that BB gun can shoot.
We just took that van to go get beer right now.
Did you notice the hole in the back?
Yeah, the window's completely shut.
You're like, what the hell happened?
Man, you're trying to shoot that fucking
van. You ask?
I was like, what the hell's going on with the window?
And who responded?
Shitbird.
I was like, your fucking brother shot the goddamn window.
We just bought BB guns on tour on that last tour we were on just to freak out all the metalcore kids.
I bought BB guns and kayaks today.
Yeah.
And I bought a trailer to lug it off.
Dude, that was fun. We had a blast today, man.
It was fun.
Dude, we went floating down the Brainway. It's supposed to thunderstorm tonight. And if you weren't a pussy,
it's
awesome.
You got a kayak with us?
He has his own kayak.
Shit, are you a pro? Do you extreme kayak? Helmets?
For the helmet.
Dico, you want to go extreme kayaking with us?
Mm-hmm. Or
you don't. That means no.
Hey, I'm going. So you got to do it naked. Brokeback kayaking.
Uh-huh. Greasy Brokeback Mountain. Let's go Brokeback kayaking.
Brokeback kayaking, man.
It would just be fucking floating down some pussy-ass river with no current, just caressing each other's faces.
Did you guys go like a mile or something? Or far?
At least.
Caressing faces is gay, but caressing faces on a mountain with cowboy hats is really gay.
Watching the sunset.
That gives cowboy.
Watching the fucking sun go down and shit.
You ever wonder how pissed cowboys are after that fucking
movie? Jeez, stop fucking talking. You bore me.
Dude, the marble. Man is not happy right now. The Marmo Man is sitting in Wyoming just like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? We're not like this. Right, guys?
The Marmo Man.
Whatever you say, right, guys? It's just like, please agree with me. Right, we're not like this broke-back shit. Right, guys?
When Uncle Matt and the Shipbirds goes on tour, I want to get fucking Philip Morris and Budweiser to sponsor the fucking tour. That would be amazing. The best tour ever.
All right,
no,
off the top,
the Yingling tour.
Off the top of everybody's heads right now, if you had to break into a house, DiCamello, whose house would you break into and why? Go.
Good question. Answer.
Fucking rakes, because they don't even lock the door.
So why would you break in?
What would you take?
There ain't shit to take. I'd take Rake and throw him the fuck out the window.
All right, Shipbird, if you had to break into anybody's house in the world, who would it be and why?
Now.
Yours, because I know everything is.
No, good answer.
Yes,
we
hate that. Yes,
good.
All right, Shickers, whose house would you break into?
Trent Reznor's, because I love him.
I'd kick down your garage door and take the Lambo. That's what I'd
lame
do.
Lame answer.
Jess, whose house would you break into?
Jimmy Iovine, the president of Interscope Records, because he has the Strawberry Fields piano, and it was so awesome. I got to play it, and I wanted it, so I'd steal that shit.
I would fucking break what into Bill Gates' house. Have to take his fucking safe and I fill with money and diamonds. Novak, whose would you break into?
Stupid question. The DuPonts, they make prescription pills. They got more pills in that house than anybody. I'm filling the bags up with pills and leaving the cash and partying.
I break into my own house.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
I'm doing it.
Dude, the DuPonts just have so many fucking random pills, probably. If you don't know who the DuPonts are, they own 50% of Delaware because they
created gunpowder back in.
They created gunpowder.
Dude,
they also make
everything.
Chemicals. They make random pills.
They make everything.
They make chemicals.
Dude, no wonder why the whole family's fucking crazy. No, they probably test all these pills.
No, you know why they're fucking crazy?
Why?
Because they try and keep the money in the family, so they like marry into the family. It's like inbreeding.
No, that probably came with it, with the pills. Like, dude, think about it back in the 70s when they're just like...
70s?
Back in the 70s when they're telling their kids, like, here's a new pill we invented. It's called Xanax. Try it, kid. Yeah. Now they're all freaked and shit because they've been taking it since they were fucking five. And they're like, oh, I like my sister. I want to fuck her. Let's marry. Yeah.
Did you hear about the son who went AWOL and drove the tank around on his front lawn and shit?
Oh, did we?
No, he drove the tank around his front lawn. Yeah. He fucking ravaged everything.
You guys go there?
Listen, ass, wait, quick, cut me off. Then he shot his gay tennis player boyfriend.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, he shot him and he's dead. He's dead now. He didn't go to jail. Guess where he went?
What?
To a mental institution. Guess what it's called? The DuPont Mental Institution. All that means is...
Oh, my God.
It's like if Jesse Margera killed somebody, I'm like, don't worry, Jesse Margera, we're going to put you in a Margera Mental Institution. Have fun and play,
Jesse. Hang
have
out.
Fucking fun and go outside and play around. Go play more tennis.
Like they're not going to be on to you stealing. On a TV.
The state of Delaware figured that out? Like, oh, don't worry, he's safe in a mental institution. Yeah, a DuPont mental institution. That means he's driving a Ferrari all around town.
Another one of the DuPonts is so crazy that she wears trash bags. She doesn't believe in clothes.
She can do that because she has millions.
Serious.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, when you have billions and you own half of Delaware, you probably just do shit like that. Like, you know what? I'm going to the bar and I ain't even going to wear any clothes. I'm going to wear a trash bag.
You live in your own world. Yeah, totally.
Well, they invented matter, so they're...
They're
loaded.
Invented carbon.
Man, open up a prison, man. So when I go, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Would you hang out with the DuPonts if they gave you a chance?
I'd suck their dicks just for them pills, man.
Dude,
the man, I got drugs forever with them people. Actually, I think I'm moving over there later, man.
Broke the Novak Mountain.
Dude, they straight up just make all kinds of pills, and then they have like research testing. Dude, the whole family is fucking tweet.
They're out of their mind.
They own that cold house in Delaware. The Devil's Cold House, where they have those seances and shit.
Well, dude, I remember when you mentioned that tank and the dude shooting the guy. That was like down a couple towns away.
Go down Route 52 towards Delaware. Cut a left
you know
on Cozart
really
Road. You'll see that there's a fucking house with trees lined up the whole way. They have a house with upside down crosses in it. They have seances.
I've been in there with
how?
Them.
How?
You know what? It's not seances. You know what it is?
What? Please tell
they me. Have. The next Xbox, and they just don't want anyone. They got that shit so far ahead.
They got Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yo, if you want to know about that.
It's awesome, dude.
Shit,
you should see the controller
for
that one.
It's not coming out till 2007. What should we do? Let's say that we're having seances in it. Put upside down crosses on the windows. Nobody will ever come in to hear.
It's called the, it's called the triple Xbox.
We have the 2007 Xbox. We don't want anybody to rip that shit off.
I wouldn't go in there.
That's the reason why there's upside down crosses.
They have the Xbox 720 in there. I climbed
up the window. They were just eating like Domino's and Doritos and like Coke, and Pepsi, and like.
What's out now? The Xbox 360. They got the Xbox 720.
It's not called that. It's called something else. Yeah. The Xbox Phantasm.
I hope the video industry.
Who wants to hear Private Line?
Whammy.
This is Private Line, and it's called
Why Does It Yell Whammy?
Whammy. This is Radio Bam, and we're going to talk about more sick, disgusting shit. Cheers, 28 facts.
Don't change. Fuck. Yo,
single 24-year-old girl. I'm 53 feet
and 115 pounds of green eyes. Mm. Tan with some freckles like splattered dots of crack. Long red hair that makes you want to vomit. Live, not I live, but live in a shit town called Round Lake. Ironically, it's an octagon. It's an hour away from Chicago. Boy, is it windy. Or so I've heard. My friend and I are planning to take a trip to Westchester. And we're kind of hoping to run into you. I have a question for you now. If you meet and fine ass girl, and she has spelling as atrocious as mine, that you like, and she has the hots for you, will you do her? As in do it? Or do it to her, or let her blow you away. I want to kill you. I want to blow you away.
I don't know, Missy. Can I?
Fuck no.
Well, can I? You fuck? Yes.
Why don't they send in photos? Like,
yo, fuck photos. Just get the fuck over here. I'll bang you out of your 800 pounds with no teeth.
Would you bang out those girls?
Yeah.
So basically, if any girl is listening to this show, if they drive to Westchester and see you and they go, hey, Novak, I want to fuck, you'll do it.
Any man or woman, if I'm drunk. If I'm drunk enough, man, any woman, bring it on, dude.
Buddy Bill! What is Buddy Bill?
Novak likes fucking blown out.
Novak,
assholes.
Has you officially graduated to batting for both teams now, or what's going on?
Yeah, Toll.
If the price is right.
Jess, I just don't give a fuck.
He's a character.
Life is boring.
If some dude wants to suck my dick, Jess, it feels just like a girl. Who gives
Dude, no back. Close your eyes
mouth
and pretend.
Straight up, man. Mouth, straight up. It's warm, it's got heat, fuck it.
Yeah. Life is boring when you care too much, man. If you just don't care, everything's a party.
Yeah, did you max out your credit card yet?
Max it out, dude. They basically repoed it from me.
Hey, on that listen, subject, that's amazing.
Dear Brandon, which is for me.
Fuck not, them, then.
No,
I know,
me.
I know, I'm jealous, though.
You're a pussy son of a bitch midget vagina. You're not funny, and your Viva La Bam show is scripted. No shit, it's scripted. I did 44 episodes, and fucking MTV has, like, Pepsi make commercials. They want to be guaranteed that they have a show, faggot. I can't just film whatevs. Of course it's scripted, you fucking piece of shit. Respect your fucking folks. Respect my folks. If I respect my folks, I wouldn't have 44 episodes, and they wouldn't have a nice house that's fully paid
Whoa.
For, asshole.
Look at Bam going off.
Like
you're such a badass. Woo, woo! You're such a badass. You pull pranks on your parents, then give them money to make up for your moral flaws. No shit, I give them fucking money. If I can fuck around with my parents and then return all their shit, if I fuck their vase up and then give them another vase, who the fuck gives a shit?
Good
Everybody
grandma.
Winds up with money. This dude is a moron.
Look at Bam going off.
I like it.
Get
like
some
it.
Nuts, you boner butt, and get real. If you want to fight, email me back, pussy weed. Ian. It's probably Ian Mann, that fat
yeah,
fuck.
It probably
that
is.
Fat fucking piece of shit. That fat fuck is so bummed out at the world that he's got to write shit, and I just dogged him right
you
there.
You can tell he has
what
nothing going
shit.
On if he has
just
time to fight you.
Just the fact that
you.
He said boner, buddy's a fucking fat faggot.
He knows he got a lot of time on his hands to invite you to a fist fight.
Is he fatter than me?
The skull looks a lot
yeah,
better.
Yeah, he is.
Oh. He's probably his brother. He's probably his brother.
I remember that asshole called. Remember when he called up WISP and he said that all Bam CKY videos are fake? What a fucking faggot. Ian Mann is a faggot.
That guy's gayer than a bag of dicks.
And now he's probably sucked your dick.
And the thing was, I liked him at the time, and I couldn't believe that he would do that.
I know.
He was just, like, jealous before I even didn't even like
he
him.
He was.
Anymore.
He was totally over it because his band didn't fucking do shit, and then ever.
Of course it didn't do shit. He's a fat fuck. Who's going to buy his record?
Fat equals unmotivated. Unmotivated.
Jared Leto's broke. Fat now, and he's performing next week, so.
You're fat. Stop sticking up for fat people.
Yo, Bam, Lemmy. I'm sick of Lemmy. All this. Missy Pop-Tart shit. What are you doing with Missy? That hot dog stricken fuck face floozy? She looks like she was pooped out by a Russian bear. You should be better off with a 29-year-old can of salt and vinegar Pringles. She looks like something like Bob Saget shit out. She wrecks worse than rakes, snaggle hair mixed with wolf urine and chocolate omelet in a hot Georgia sun with chocolate soup and seaweed.
That's a
run on
sentence.
She looks like some piece of shit trailer trash you'd find sleeping in on the freeway playing Girls Just Want to Have Fun on a $4 tape player. She looks like someone out of Cat's Play. Like someone Bin Laden shit shaved up for 42 days. heating it up in the microwave, smeared it onto Vince Vaughn's gulch, and licking it off.
Vince Vaughn?
It's like eating Vito's shit pancake that was squeezed between his making ass cheeks. Ew, man. Thank you.
I like him. I think he has your girlfriend mistaken with mine.
I love how Ray got dragged into that.
Isn't that like the 10th female? I gotta get that tattooed on my ribs.
Dude,
the whole sentence.
You need a page to write a book.
Fuck
tattooed on you. Oh, that was brilliant, G.
Yes, who writes
good
those?
One, G. That's, oh, you got to see Buddy Bill's new tattoo, dude.
He's got Buddy Bill's new tattoo.
He got a huge sword. I was like, yo, you had to get naked with the tattoo, man, to get that, because it goes all the way down.
He's like, no, I take my boxers over my jokes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Buddy Bill is
he's listening now.
Hey, is he listening?
Yeah, he's listening.
How do you know he's listening?
He was at my house.
Tell him to call us.
Call in. Woo, woo, woo.
Yo, Buddy Bill, call.
Buddy Bill, call in. 877-PORN-BAG.
877-PORN-BAG.
Tell us
Buddy
how you're
Bill
eating.
Always gets so out of control drunk that he just breaks shit. So even, like, he came to our Phoenix show at the Marquee Theater, and he came on the bus, and I had to kick him off the bus.
Dude, he came on the bus?
You
up.
Homo.
I think
your marriage is a front. You're gay.
Shitbirds, did you clean it up?
Oh, yeah. I think Shitbirds did clean it up.
It was on a linoleum, so I mopped it up.
Man. I thought he lived in, like, Colorado or some shit.
We got yo, did you get...
We had baby wipes on the bus.
No, Max, did you ever get that massage from that kind of square bitch?
Nah.
Why not?
I was just blew it off.
What a bill call.
Because I was trying to get pussy, dude. Trying, which I didn't.
Are you trying to get a happy ending at the end?
Yeah, stupid question,
dude,
bro.
You got a? Didn't you get a massage
dude,
the other day?
Right by K&G Pizza, there's a massage joint that you could get jerked off because Vito's addicted to the joint. He goes every second.
It's like,
$80 with a guaranteed check-off.
Let me borrow $80, dude.
And I was telling him about this when we were at Pacific Blue and the King of Fresh Mall and Hoof Pate was with us and Hoof State and Olivia. Yeah. And he's like,
damn, man, I got to do that. $80, that's it. He goes, Huff, you want to go? And he's like, no, I don't want to go. He's like, don't worry, Huff, I won't tell Olivia. I won't tell Olivia about the shady things that you have done that I know about.
But remember, I know.
Look, just the fact that he kept going on with it, like,
don't worry, Huff, I won't tell Olivia about the shady things that you've done that I know about.
Have
you seen the Friendly's commercial, you know, Friendly's restaurant? Dude, they were running a commercial for happy ending desserts.
No
one knows what I'm talking
happy
about.
Happy ending, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? I went in to get a menu. It doesn't say nothing about it on
and
the menu.
Come on in for a happy ending.
Literally, come in.
Dude, every time I go to get a cup of coffee, because the coffee joint is right next to the Asian massage parlor, there's always cop cars there.
Dico, you want to get a cop Dico, will you get a happy ending with me tonight? Let's go to this place.
They probably sprinkle Reese's penis all over the top.
Bam, you got a massage the other day.
Peanuts.
Did you fall on your head and go and get a massage?
Oh, yeah, no answer.
Ding dong. I want to hear Venus in Our Blood by him. This is the him episode, as far as I'm concerned. I don't think anybody's heard this one yet either, unless you bought
it.
The special one that they only printed 20,000 copies of. Let's hear it. Radio Band Series 28 Facts, and then we're going to talk more shit.
Yeah.
eBay.com.
eBay.
Those who lied to those who threw away the key. Her God is alive and well in the heart of her belief. And you can dam the river of the dreams, or understand the divine word she speaks. We'll be right back.
Sabi was never on Crosby's written angels. 30 pieces of silver never retrieves and stains. She'll always be free from the arms of your sins that made you unique as your world started
April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the line?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Abe, come here. Yo, Abe, just so you know, My Lamborghini is getting shipped to London, and I'm driving to Thailand, and then they're shipping it from Thailand to Hong Kong, Kong to Salt Lake City, and then I'm driving to, it's official.
Am I going on that with
Gumball
you?
Gumball Rally.
Am I going on that with you?
Dunn is.
I need to know.
You asked me to go on it with you, you faggot.
Dunn was like, please let me go. What do you think about
it? I think it sucks. I don't like that idea one bit. Who's driving with you?
Me.
And Dunn.
No.
Yeah, Dunn, because he has such a good record when it comes
Dunn.
To driving.
Dunn flipped you into like eight times into oncoming traffic. You had to be helicoptered out. No, absolutely no. He's been trying to kill you kids for years, and no.
Bam promised me. Thanks,
Gumball.
Man.
I got in a car with Ryan Dunn, and I was wondering why the fuck.
Let's get into a pissing match. Let's call up Dunn.
All right.
No, we don't have time, actually.
He still drives like a total asshole.
Why we gotta say bye?
Say goodbye.
It's only Ellis' show. Who the fuck cares coming on next?
Say goodbye.
I'm sure they'd rather hear some
fun. All right, say goodbye, everybody, because I'm ending this with the placebo song.
Jesseltoe! New Narkill! New Narkill
coming out soon.
New Narkill, Jesseltoe, Matt and the Shipbirds, and Naked Rich Boats fight with a chair.
Tom Rock!
Later.
Tom Rock! Casey's got an Oilers hat! Oh, my God.
Hey, Wild Boys,
there are 20 years to go, 20 years.
We need to concentrate on more than meets the eye. There are 20 years to go.
Take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
Vault Radio.
Playing the best rock.
24-7.